All right, we're picking up from the second piece of Kedushas Levi on the Parsha. It's an amazing piece, one of my favorite pieces I've seen in Kedushas Levi. He's writing on the pasuk of "V'lok takim l'chom atseva asher saneh Hashem elokecha," but that we shouldn't establish or build the pillar which Hashem hates. Right, this is a reference to Avodah Zarah. That the pasuk is instructing us not to make any trees which will be worshipped for Avodah Zarah, any pillars which will be worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So obviously, we know that the temptation, the type of Avodah Zarah isn't in full strength as it used to be. Chazal teaches us that the temptation for Avodah Zarah was slaughtered. The Yetzer Hara for it was slaughtered. That being said, obviously we know every single pasuk in the Torah is applicable at every moment for all time. Right? It's not a book of laws. It's not a history book. It's a sefer that is speaking to us, a Dvar Hashem that's speaking to us on a consistent basis for all time. That being said, we have to now understand, so what does this pasuk teach us in the year 5777? Right? What is it teaching us about idolatry? What can we take out from a mussar for our lives today? So the Kedushas Levi writes, Nira l'paresh al pishamu rabbeinu zechrono lebracha, hatken atzmecha bepruzar kedei shetichnas l'tarkulin. Right? That a person should prepare himself in the hallway. That way when he enters into the palace, he's ready. He's entering into the palace in the proper mindset, in the proper way, and he's properly adorned for it. And this is teaching us that in this world, the hallway, we have to get ready in the proper way. That this whole world, this whole lifetime we're currently experiencing, is only an introduction to what's going to come. And it's important for us to remember that this lifetime is not the ikkar. This lifetime is all preparation. This lifetime is all for the opportunity to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Messias, Hashem writes. And the ultimate clinging that we could do, in some ways, is in the next world, when we're without body and we're just in the Shema. So he continues, Ki ha'olam hazeh hu ha'chon al olam haba. This world is only, this is the pregame. Umash adam ochel v'shota hu kidei liyod b'ri v'chazak levodos Hashem yisbarach. V'lo la'anot la'atzma chos v'shalom. He says the purpose of this world is not to bring pleasure to ourselves, right? The purpose of this world is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an important reminder. We have to constantly remind ourselves. It's such a basic yesod in our Avodas Hashem, right? That the point of our life is to be serving Hashem, not to be serving ourselves. It's such a basic idea, but yet it's something we're constantly forgetting. Not on like, oh, I forgot about it today, but I remembered all of last week. Like on a minute-to-minute basis, I could hear right now that the tachlis of my life is to serve Hashem. 5 minutes later, it's like already out the window, as if I never heard it. And it's really hard to make this a part of ourselves that we're constantly, thinking about and acting with this in mind, that the tachlis is to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is where things get awesome. V'hine masha adam ochel u'metane b'olam hazen nikra lecha. Right? And we know that when a person is fulfilling his own pleasure, so it's called lecha, for himself. That this reference of lo takim lecha matseva, what does that mean? It means don't establish lecha for you, those things that you do for yourself out of enjoyment. Whether it's sleeping, whether it's eating, whether it's sitting back and reading a nice novel. All those things that you're doing for yourself, matseva perish maimud matseva likium rakachan olam haba. Don't make them into matseva. Don't make the things that are lecha for yourself into a pillar. Don't make that what lasts. Don't make the short term into long term. And what we mean by that is don't take the pleasures of this world that only take place in this world and they're only created in this world, and don't make them what all of creation is about. Right? How often do we do this? That we forget the tachlis, which is to serve Hashem. Right, and that's something that goes beyond this world, right? This world is just the preparation for the next world. And we swap that out for something that only lasts in this world, something that's not permanent, something that's not a matseva. It's not a pillar that's going to be starting from now and continuing into the next world. And we make that the permanent. For example, we see exercise as something super important to one's avodas Hashem, right? It's important to take care of one's body, as Rav Kook writes. We know it's part of the tshuva process, is taking care of our bodies, 100%. But what happens when we make that into our religion, right? We serve that. Everything I'm constantly thinking about is, what am I eating? What's going to be for the next meal? How could I be healthier? I need to go to the gym more. And so I go to the gym 3 times a day, but I don't go to shul. I'm so, so careful about what goes into our mouths, right? Bezat Hashem, that should be the case. I want it to be healthy. It needs to be whole wheat and gluten-free. What about what comes out of our mouths? Lashon hara, rechilus, Am I focusing on those things? Things that are aren't only involved in this world, but also involved in the next world? Or if you want to expand that more, what about like sports? Right? Playing sports can be a very positive thing for children especially, but for old people it could be a positive thing potentially. But does it turn into our religion? Right? The classic question of what do you have hanging on your wall? Do you have sports players or do you have tzaddikim? Who are we really trying to emulate? Who are we looking up to? It's across the board. You could just think of all the different things in this world that we get distracted with. And it's normal we get distracted with them because that's the trick of this world. You know, that's the struggle of this world, is trying to focus on the tachlis and having enough yishuv adas to see what's really important. But it's hard. It's really hard to do that. And all the types of desires of this world, they pull us in. And they surround us and they make us hard. It makes it hard for us to remember the tachlis. Right? When was the last time I got stuck on the internet, right? I'm checking this story and this news story and this post and that post. And I look at the clock and it's an hour or two later. Right? Has it ever happened to us in learning? When was the last time that happened to us, that I'm looking at this Tosfos, so I'm going to this Rashi, and I'm checking, you know, the rush over here. And I look at my watch and it's 3 hours later. I'm like, oh my God, what happened with the time? We get so invested in things that only last in this world. This lifetime is incredibly short. Anybody could tell you that, right? We all know that there's death, the end of life, right? So how can we really justify spending so much time on things that don't leave this world with us? They stay in this world. And it's across the board. We make religion out of music. And we make gods out of their musicians. The Kedushas Levi is teaching us you don't need a pillar or a tree to serve Avodah Zarah. Anything which is distancing us from remembering our Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life and which we're making into a new religion is in some form Avodah Zarah. The way people speak about certain bands and how they worship them and they follow them on tour and they run around all over the country trying to get to every concert by them, and all they ever talk about are these bands and it's all that's ever in their ears. Is it really possible to justify for a second all of this effort and all of this devotion to something that is just staying in this world? And again, we're not bashing on music. And we're not bashing the importance of music. Music is extremely important. Music played a central role in the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. But it was a role. It wasn't the whole tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. Food plays a central theme in Yiddishkeit, right? Sudas mitzvah. And we're always eating Shabbos Kodesh, mitzvah to eat more food, to be marbe in the sudos of Shabbos Kodesh, for sure, extremely important. The nitzosos you could raise up in eating 100%. But food isn't the ikker, it's a medium. It's another way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Music is another medium that enables us to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're all chariots, they're kalim, but they're not the substance itself. They're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're a medium to reach a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Chassidus believes in tapping into Hashem from so many different angles, from every angle possible, from every activity that's done in a Kadosh way. But this world turns everything that could be used to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it turns it into a God. And it's our job to use this medium, whether it's food, whether it's music, whether it's sports, and use it, exercising, whatever it is, use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not use it in a way which turns it into our new religion. For example, like we said, sports. You could watch, you know, you could do fantasy football, and you could watch three football games, and spend your whole Sunday watching a football game, and you could, you know, talk about sports, and read about sports, and then it's like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe, you know, gave us exercise so we're healthy, and all of a sudden we're spending our whole life involved in something that has no purpose. It's a very slippery slope. Cooking for Shabbos is, like we said, such a mitzvah. Eating on Shabbos is such a beautiful thing to do. But again, a person could spend their whole day watching cooking shows. Cooking show after cooking show after cooking show. Reading, you know, cooking cookbook after cookbook after cookbook. And that's what's on their mind. And that's what's important to them. And that's what they're constantly beautifying. And they're not beautifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zek Kedli Vanveu. What about our God? Are we gonna beautify Him? The Kedushas Levi is trying to remind us everything that in this world could be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but everything in this world can also be used to distract us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't make something that's temporary, that we're using in this world for ourselves. Don't make that into a matzima. Don't make that into, oh, this is the ikar of my life. This is what's going to carry me into the next world. Because the only thing that will carry us into the next world are Torah and mitzvos and raising up physicality with spirituality, not getting stuck in physicality and just staying there with it. And again, we're saying if you need to relax, if you need to take it easy at points, do that in a kosher way, whether that's through reading a novel or sports or cooking, anything we mentioned. But let's not make religion out of it. Let's see it for what it is. Because I'm a physical human being, I need to physically relax in order so I can exert more effort in the future in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to keep this in our mind, that this world and all the pleasures of this world are just the hallway. The Iker is to serve Hashem. Death should be inspiring for us. The fact that our lifetime is limited should be something that's inspiring for us and should light a fire under us to take advantage we have in this world to perform the mitzvahs that we're not going to have an opportunity to perform in the next world. To come close to Hashem in this world in a way which we won't even be able to in the next world. Hashem should help us b'schus, the yahrzeit of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, and b'schus learning the Torah of the Tzaddik, the Kedushas Levi, to mechazik ourselves in these inyanim, and to have an amazing Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining me.